Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
And we end this edition of The Week in Philly with an interesting story out of Chester County. And for this, let's bring in KYW's Connor Barkon. And Connor, this story focuses on Kennett Square, a town that likes to think of itself as the mushroom capital of the world. So give us the background here.
Yeah, Matt, whether ordinary or exotic, many of the mushrooms sold around the country come from Kennett Square, and it's an industry that the town is very proud of, holding a mushroom festival every year and even a fungus-themed New Year's Eve celebration. And like with any type of cultivation, farmers fight diseases and they fight pests. One pest, the forward fly, has spiked in population so much that they've escaped the mushroom houses and are living inside of neighboring homes and in some cases in very large clusters.
They have escaped containment, to say. So you mentioned the name of the fly. What is it again?
It's the forward fly.
The forward fly. Is this a very specific type of fly that thrives around mushrooms? This is not your garden variety housefly?
Absolutely not. It's a mushroom fly, if you could totally call it a mushroom fly by nickname. And they're about the size of a point of a pen. So they're tiny. If you've ever been near a mushroom farm early on a summer morning, you know that the smell is funky. There's a reason for that, says Chair of Department of Biology at Delaware Valley University, Dr. Chris Tipping.
They basically grow big piles of horse manure, and then they seed it with little pieces of mushroom, and then those things grow into the actual fruiting body that we harvest and sell.
Forward fly larvae live in the animal dung. The flies are not new, but there are more of them now than there were before. The reason for that is because chemical pesticides that have been used to fight the fly have been banned, so farmers right now have no tool to try to kill the bug.
Are we talking a nuisance problem with these flies? Because they almost sound kind of gnat-like, so they're just annoying, or are there concerns about they could cause problems health-wise for humans?
Yeah, we're talking about a fly that begins its life in horse manure. So it's something that we don't want in our house. But the truth of the matter is there's no ultimate risk of diseases that anyone is aware of or total intrusion. It's not going to eat your clothes or anything like that. But regardless, people don't want them in their house. I went to Kennett Square and I spoke with a mushroom farmer who didn't want to be identified on the radio. But he told me that the flies have actually made their way into his home for the first time ever, and he doesn't even do anything to try to stop them.
I've really never, ever had a problem. This year, there's definitely an increase in the home. I just kind of live with it.
And experts say there isn't much you can do to get rid of them, actually. Some sticky fly paper or a plug-in fly catcher can at least give you an idea of how bad your infestation is. And just some bonus info, Matt, these flies happen to also love potatoes. So maybe if you're dealing with an infestation, clear out the pantry.
Good to know. And I grow a lot of potatoes in my garden at home, so I will keep this information at the ready.
Roast them first, I guess. I don't know.
Thank you very much, Connor. KYW's Connor Barkon joining us. And that will do it for this episode of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Brian Seltzer and Sabrina Boyd Circa. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The Week in Philly is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.